Theater, from its very beginnings, has provided human beings with a way to examine important social issues. The Greeks used theater to pass along history and explain mankind's relationship to the gods, even to satirize their human leaders. In the 1960s, kids on flatbed trucks used the building blocks of theater to take a stand against war, racism, and inequality. It seems like theater has always provided a powerful foundation built upon by people with a point to make, an idea to express, or an outrage to vent. We often just call it political theater, though some is more political than theatrical, and some is so theatrical it muddies the message of its politics. There's no denying that political theater, when done well, has a unique power to teach, to challenge, and to spread change. Few examples are more powerful than Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues. First performed by Ensler in New York in the mid-1990s, the play, taken from real-life interviews with women survivors of physical and sexual abuse, has had an effect like few other plays of its kind. Not only did the play bring to light the pervasiveness of abuse and abusive attitudes toward women, it essentially threw open a door that had been closed, allowing women to speak more frankly about their experiences, leading to a full-on social and political movement. Now, nearly 15 years later, Ensler and a multitude of women and men touched by the message of the Vagina Monologues have annually transformed Valentine's Day, now nicknamed V-Day, into a day of action, with regular events including protests, marches, lectures, and, of course, theatrical presentations of the play that started it all. Following in the wake of the Vagina Monologues comes Eve Ensler's latest foray into political theater, Emotional Creature, running through July 15th at Berkeley Repertory Theater in Berkeley. Like the Vagina Monologues, Emotional Creature is a series of monologues and poetic riffs performed by a cast of six women, in this case young women, telling the stories of teenage girls across the world. What is different is the addition of music, with the cast occasionally stepping out of the monologue delivery format to sing, dance, skip, fall, leap, rap, and rock their way through stories revealing the inner lives of young women. Directed by Joe Bonney, the 90-minute show is based on Ensler's best-selling book, I Am an Emotional Creature, a collection of poems and monologues written by Ensler, each describing in frank and bold language the point of view of girls bursting to tell their stories. Though fictional, each story feels real. Ensler's exhaustive research obvious in the detail and specificity of each story. These are fully fleshed-out characters, aching with pain, seething with anger, and yet still able, in many cases, to find some life-affirming sense of joy in the midst of difficult circumstances. The monologues tend to be the heaviest pieces of the production, interspersed between the rumpier, happier bits, usually involving the entire cast riffing on the joys of girlhood, including one bit about the empowering act of wearing short skirts, here described as a political statement of self-expression, as one girl says to any male observers who might take her provocative dress as an invitation, "My short skirt, believe it or not, has nothing to do with you." In the monologues, one girl describes the petrifying and horrifying environment that forces American high school girls into a kind of caste system, the popular, well-dressed girls torturing everyone else by either offering or withholding their friendship, itself a symbol of worthiness and acceptance. The pain expressed by a girl whose out-of-style boots have risked her position in the cool girl circle and whose friendship with a less acceptable girl is tearing her and her friendships apart, that pain is palpable and more than a little shocking, but it feels real. In other monologues, a girl from Africa describes surviving 2 years as the sex slave of a militant soldier. Another girl describes her heartbreaking rage against the practice of female genital mutilation. In one polarizing piece, an American girl who appears to border on severe mental illness describes her own gory suicide fantasies, risking making the audience side more with her parents than with her. So sarcastic and extreme is her anger. Not all of these girls are likable. And that's to the play's benefit, actually, because, of course, the world is made up of all kinds of people, and their stories are all equally worthy. That said, one has to note that in placing the story of a girl who survived years of rape alongside the story of a girl whose boots got her kicked out of the cool kids club, it's easy to conclude that American girls are far more shallow than their counterparts across the world. But at the same time, the pain each girl feels, regardless of the reason, is still graphically real in this show. And the cruelties that people heap on each other, whether violent or not, are worth seeing in the cold light of the stage. It is kind of a mixed production, though. In transforming the book into a stage piece, Ensler and Bonnie walk a precarious line between the political and theatrical sides of political theater. Sometimes one wishes for a bit less preaching and a little more storytelling, but there is definitely a place for emotional creature in the world of political theater. For daring to give voice to the experiences of young women, and for daring to let them be real, sometimes noble, sometimes brave, sometimes frightened, sometimes frustrating, Eve Ensler has created a celebration of the power of living and surviving and thriving that runs the gamut of human emotion, both dark and light, ugly and beautiful. Emotional Creature runs Tuesday through Sunday through July 15th at Berklee Repertory Theater. Visit berkleerep.org for details.